Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Susan Richard, and here are today's top local stories. Well, today is the day Governor Hochul is expected to unclick the pause button on congestion pricing, albeit with a much lower toll. Let's get the latest from our Roger Stern.
Susan, it's believed the governor will give the go-ahead for congestion pricing, but will lower the fee from $15 to $9. Still, that's too much for some drivers.
I think it's very expensive.
Meanwhile, the Riders Alliance, which supports congestion pricing, is happy it's gotten the green light. Spokesman Danny Perlstein.
$9 will raise several hundred million dollars to fix the subway. It's no small thing.
Mayor Adams supports the plan, but many in the outer boroughs in New Jersey don't, including New Jersey Congressman Josh Gottheimer.
If she's going to go forward with the congestion tax, the lawsuits will go forward.
There's pressure to approve the program before President-elect Trump takes office and could try to block it. Roger Stern, 1010 Winds, for the governor's office in Midtown.
Turns out there was good reason for yesterday's red flag fire warning in the city. Two brush fires broke out up in Inwood Hill Park. One at Seaman Avenue and West 207th was under control, but then it reignited at around 2 this morning. Firefighters are still battling another one at West 218 and Indian Road, which rose to 3 alarms. FDNY Chief of Fire Operations Kevin Woods.
We have a very, very large, extensive brush fire, approximately 400 by 400. We had many challenges here due to the terrain, the elevation, and we had water issues as well.
That's because there are no hydrants in the middle of a forest, and so they brought in fire boats and hauled the water 150 feet uphill from the Harlem River. They also deployed drones to check the scene from overhead as trees were collapsing and narrowly missing firefighters. Fire Commissioner Robert Tucker.
As these dry conditions continue, we anticipate that we will see more of these before rain comes. We're using our brush fire units. We've put more of them in service.
The 5,000-acre Jennings Creek fire along the New York-New Jersey border is now 50% contained. In New Jersey, crews continue to battle at least a dozen fires. In Evesham Township, a 14-year-old now charged with arson for allegedly setting a fire that burned 52 acres of land and threatened 15 homes. He's being held at the Middlesex Juvenile Detention Center pending a first court appearance. Going to have family in town over the holidays? Planning a day trip to see the Statue of Liberty in Ellis Island? Well, a heads up about scammers targeting both tourists and locals alike.
On a recent sunny, warm Wednesday, it was documented that 59 of these illegal vendors were swarming around inside and out of the perimeter of Battery Park, stopping tourists left and right, telling them they had to pay a fee to get into Battery Park, not true, or that the statue overbooked, also not true.
They stop employees all the time. Early spring, we had a problem that they were stopping National Park Service employees in uniform. And this is outrageous.
Statue City Crew COO Mike Burke telling me that one or two NYPD cops on regular patrol would help. He may even ask the governor for state police.
It's almost like narcotics transactions in the street. They have runners who intercept the visitors, particularly English second language and people from out of town.
The scams are costing Statue City Cruises millions, and millions as well to the city, who get 10% of the ticket receipts. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM.
As expected, a drought warning has been issued in New Jersey.
Governor Murphy says the state has seen 537 fires since October.
It's a significant uptick from a drought watch to a drought warning. But the big picture takeaway is that every one of us needs to do whatever we can to conserve water.
The few drops of rain over the weekend were nowhere near enough. In New York, FDNY Chief of Operations Kevin Woods says they're using additional resources.
There's been more brush fires in the past 11 days than we've had in any previous month in over 2 years.
There is a drought watch in the city, but a warning could come if reservoir levels continue to drop. Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
The New York City Council settles the debate over apartment broker fees with a decision that some say will lead to higher rents.
You pay for the services you hire. That's the idea behind making whoever hires the broker pay the fee on a rental. Sponsor, council member Shi Osei, says it's common sense.
Passing the FAIR Act would save tenants thousands of dollars every single year. It almost costs over $10,000 up front to move into a new apartment in the city, and over half of that is a broker fee.
In some cases, New Yorkers have had brokers' fees surge to more than $10,000. Councilwoman Vicky Palladino voted against it and says don't be fooled.
These fees aren't going anywhere. They are now just going to be built into rents, and rents will go up as a result.
Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
The vote, by the way, passed with a veto-proof majority. Another senior citizen attacked in New York City. This time, cops are asking for help catching the creep who punched a 74-year-old woman in Harlem. That was last Saturday in broad daylight, 9:30 in the morning, outside 405 West 125th. The woman was struck multiple times in the head before the guy took off. We'll have his photo going up at 1010winds.com. 7-Eleven is getting ready to close a whole bunch of stores, and it appears New York City won't be spared.
The 7-Eleven here on Bowery and East 3rd has served its last Slurpee. Manager Mohammed Khan said the rent, it's just too high.
The second thing is the too much shoplifters, and the business is not, the business is down.
Khan had many loyal customers in the store's 11 years. Jose works in the area and comes here nearly every day.
I love seeing the deals, $1 donuts, sometimes $1 cookies, and it's hard to find that nowadays, so I'm definitely going to miss that.
7-Eleven's parent company announced last month that more than 400 franchises would close due to declining sales and a decrease in cigarette purchases. Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in the East Village.
1010 Winds is proud to be a media partner of the New York Urban League, which is hosting its 37th annual HBCU Admissions Fair in Upper Manhattan. Some 5,000 students are expected to be at the fair, which is this Saturday. Your chance to apply at nearly 36 historically black colleges and universities. New York Urban League president and CEO Arvor Rice notes that you should pre-register at nyul.org.
If they're able to register before they come, load up some of their information on their high school transcripts, then they can actually do on-site admissions, on-site scholarships, on-site waivers of their applications.
The fair happening Saturday, 11 to 3 at Denny Farrell Riverbank State Park. That's at Riverside Drive and 145th Street. Believe in ASAP Rocky knows Bodega Cats rule. Well, now, thanks in part to one popular social media channel, they are getting their due. Ridgewood, Queens native Michaela Donna hosts Shop Cats on TikTok and Instagram. She basically goes around and interviews the bodega owners and employees and then spends some quality time with the kitty.
Where's your cat?
The cat is in the back room.
Kitty!
Hello, Mr. Thing.
I never disrespect you. No, you look delicious.
I can't.
A typical video gets around a million views. Well, fans are mourning the passing of Haji the cat. He was the famous feline belonging to Mets legend Keith Hernandez. In fact, fans delighted over the years in watching videos of his cat doing everything from sampling caviar to being wheeled in a stroller. Hernandez announcing on X that Haji had passed last week, writing, "My old buddy, see you in another life. I know you'll be waiting for me with open paws." Haji, by the way, was 22.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.